This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said a revolutionary under the Stalin regime. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Look what's going on in government right now. What are they trying to do? They're trying to pass bills. American Health Care Act, for example, they're trying to pass that right now. They're trying to pass through other bills. And what do? On cue, you have the NFL, which, by the way, is in cahoots with many corrupt politicians, for those that did not know, and the higher-ups. And all of a sudden, there's an issue with the NFL, which is only being used as a tactic to divert your attention from what's going on in government. That's what's going on right now. I didn't say it. Vladimir Lenin said it. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. It's exactly what's going on, friends. What's happening? Well, everybody in America today is whining about how, you know, their favorite football players, they're not getting it right when it comes to standing up for the national anthem. Well, maybe it's because you're controlled, and you're easily controlled when you're caught up into the things that don't matter. I mean, can you imagine if the American people, by the way, the conservative feeds are just overflowing with how angry they're at with the NFL because they won't stand for the national anthem. Well, why don't you go ahead and take a look in the mirror if you have a problem with what they're not doing, because you're not doing the right thing either. I mean, you have 37 babies being murdered in the womb today, and you're more angry about an NFL player that won't stand up for the national anthem than you are the lives of those babies? There's something wrong with you. I mean, can you imagine if the American people took half the pains as they are for the NFL right now to correct corrupt politicians and to right the wrongs in this country, and how quickly America could be changed? Because that is the fruit of repentance, and that is the works of repentance before a just and a holy God. And that's, by the way, where it lies. That's where the problem lies. America's new gods is sports, friends. That's just the bottom line. Do you remember what George Orwell said? He said football and beer filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. And then we go, and by the way, that's what we're going to be talking about, the enemy on the football field. And then we take it a step over to guys like Mike Huckabee. God bless him for what he's saying. But he said, I wish that some of these players who get on one knee would get on both knees and thank God that they live in the United States of America. Exactly. Exactly. Did you see the uproar coming from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, friends, when knowing all the well 3,700 babies a day are being murdered in the womb? You didn't see this sort of uproar. You didn't see this sort of uproar when the criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama attacked morality. When he appointed Alina Kagan, the fox in the chicken coop, who queerified Harvard, who never judged a case a day in her life, who was appointed to go ahead and stand and sit in a black robe position, a black robe tyrant is what she is, concerning the issue of homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Did you hear anybody protest? Because I didn't. Not like what I'm seeing here concerning the NFL, and it shows you who their gods are, America. And P.S., so you know, foreigners right now, America, are looking at this country as an easy prey because they have realized that American gods are football players. I didn't say that. They said that. Did you see anybody uproar in the conservative or Christian movement when they found out over 60 years ago that the young people in this country are being illegally indoctrinated by the federal government? No, there was no uproar. Yes, there's mothers across the board that are very angry about it, but you didn't see this sort of uproar until it hit their favorite football team for not standing during the national anthem. You know, it's interesting, folks. It shows you your lack of gratitude and your disrespect to tolerate this sort of stuff going on in this country concerning any demographic, considering that someone died for me and you today. And you allow these jokers to do the things that they do, and the reason it makes you mad is because that's where your heart has been given. That's your treasure. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I have not seen this sort of an uproar, friends, in this country by the conservatives in a long, long time. And it took their favorite football teams to do the wrong thing for the American people to rise up. You hypocrites. You hypocrites. Again, George Orwell, football and beer filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. You are allowing them, like corrupt politicians, to desecrate the memories that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. And by the way, just again for the record, this is all on cue. This is called the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Let's create another whirlwind. Let's continuously create this warfare that is nonstop and never ending. And what is it all about, folks? It's about bringing about change in your country is what it's about. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit about how everybody's complaining about the few people that were angry about the Confederate monuments. Isn't it interesting how a few had their way because politicians were waiting in the wings. And in the wings, friends, to get the job done, they just had to find a useful idiot to lead it out. And what they do, they got behind it with the media, and they changed it against the will of the people, and the people let them do it again. But I want to tell you something. It's not about racism, friends. This is about revisionism. That's what this is about. You're under attack right now. If you're waiting for the revolution to start, I want to tell you it started a long time ago. And the way that you avoid a revolution is you bring about reformation and enforce the law against people that are revising who you are. And what do you have? You have the likes of Colin Kaepernick, who talks out of both sides of his mouth, friends, who doesn't stand up for the national anthem. And now what's happening? A little leaven is leavening the whole lump, and it's spreading, isn't it, friends? All on cue. When we come back, friends, we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about the enemy on the football field. The enemy on the football field. And I'm going to bring it into perspective, folks, the hypocrisy going on here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. And if you'd like to go to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Double E, Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth, please do. You can call in at any time if you'd like, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the radio show, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about what's going on again in this country and how the uproar from the supposed conservatives of the day, they just had it with their favorite football team. They've said enough. No more of this. But folks, when it comes to abortion, sodomy, transgenders, American Health Care Act, it's all diversion, by the way. They could care less. They could care less. As I said during the first segment, Americans, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Your treasure is where your heart is, and your heart is on sports. And this is why your enemies are attacking you. Also, when you get a moment, read the book of Jeremiah, because it talks much of what we're speaking about right now. Jeremiah 11:13, as a matter of fact. But let me go ahead and expound as to what's going on in your country today. And again, I want you to understand what's going on here, folks. This is led opposition. This is created on cue. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. In other words, if no one is going to be used or to create enough chaos, the chaos that we need to bring about the change, well, what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and create it ourselves. We'll go ahead and create it ourselves. And there's a lot of foolish people out there that are falling for what's going on right now. I mean, do you expect Donald Trump who hasn't enforced his promises in so many different fronts concerning justice and the rule of law, do you think all of a sudden now he's going to go ahead and stand up and take a stand for the American people when it comes to issues like this? When the NFL and the players refused to stand during the national anthem? Absolutely not. He hasn't done it before, so why would he do it today? This is created opposition. Listen again. This is none other than George Orwell. He said, football beer filled up the horizon of their minds. Keeping them in control was not difficult. By the way, entertainment, tain derived from entertainment, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, America, I'm controlling you. I'm controlling you. Now, one of the things that you need to know is in the times past, I've continuously showed the American people that musicians are the real legislators when it comes time to overthrowing our established laws in this country. And remember what Socrates said. He said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Now, remember this as well, going over to sports, and surely this includes the gods that are found in the arena of sports and its players. And by the way, when you go back, even remember back in the 90s, that movie Gladiator, which was based on a lot of true happenings, history? They would take gladiators, they would take these guys, throw them in a ring, entertain the people, and they would watch the two men kill themselves off. And we're getting really close to seeing this happen again in this country, believe it or not. But if you remember right, during that movie, they had carts going around inside of these coliseums, these arenas, huge arenas. And they were throwing them bread. And the reason they were throwing them bread is because with a piece of bread in a show, Caesar said, I can do anything that I want to do with them. Who was doing it? Caesar was. So he was feeding them and he was entertaining them. And the reason he was feeding them and entertaining them, because he knew at the end of the day, he was going to grab what he wanted. And that was absolute control over the people. And the people willfully gave it to him. The mob gave it to him. Furthermore, I've shown you in times past that America's enemies have stated American people and their God has now become sports, so they are attacking both from without and within, Deuteronomy 30:25. Even in the arena of sports, all in hopes of changing public policy and public opinion. Now, just to prove my point, remember what Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him. He said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically so. During the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that people were complaining about Confederate monuments. Hey, folks, if it wasn't about their end aim, then why is it that they had to get rid of the Confederate monuments in the first place? It's not about racism. It's about revisionism. And how does the enemy operate? They cause you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Because when you talk to the average Joe, they will tell you, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. And again, friends, reiterating the point to you and encouraging you in the truth of the matter, they don't have the support. The only support that they have is the lying media and the lying politicians that work for special interest groups that are behind the change that's taking place in this country in the first place. Remember, again, President Abraham Lincoln said, who can ever change public opinion can change the government practically so. And see, folks, you settled for policy rather than law. And again, keep in mind, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. And what's happening in your country right now is against the law. It's against the law. You know, some people say, well, is this against the law that they're not taking a, taking both feet and standing up during the national anthem? Well, of course it is, friends. It's a desecration of the flag in so many different ways. And the flag represents what? We the people and the price paid for the freedoms in which we have. Right? And I want to bring it to legal information by Cornell Law School, just to kind of highlight and interject this, because so many people, especially stupid conservatives of the day and stupid professed Christians, which it's a lack thereof on both fronts. It's a lack of conservatism, friends. It's lawlessness, okay, on both fronts. And it's a lack of Christianity on the side of the professed church. But I want you to know, friends, that when they don't take a stand, It's the American people that are supporting these people in the first place to do the things that they do. And I'll be getting to that in a moment. But it is a violation of law, and it's a violation of common sense. I think I've shared with you in the past that when I would go to the Arlington Cemetery in D.C., we go there. Every time we go to D.C., we go there without fail to say thank you with our actions. But I remember one time a kid started to walk on the grass at Arlington Cemetery. And I want to tell you what, people there just knew within their mindset that it was not tolerated. They knew within their hearts that that kid was disrespecting. And if he didn't know out of ignorance, they set the record straight by saying, quit walking on the grass. Quit walking and showing disrespect to our fallen. You know, and I know that this coincides with why a lot of people are angry today. But the fact of the matter is, if you would quit supporting these people, they'd be begging for you to come to their football games rather than raping you for a ticket. A bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball with tights on. You should be ashamed of yourself, America. And they're receiving millions and millions of dollars, each one of them, to disrespect your flag, just like that of corrupt politicians. If you go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you can't chew gum and you can't talk out of turn. In other words, if you talk up there, you will be reproved and corrected by the tomb guard. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. Well, hey, folks, I got a question for you. What did they die for in the natural? What did Christ die for in the spiritual? So you would tolerate this? And I'm going to take this to government more than I do football, but I'm using football so you can understand what's going on in government. No, they don't tolerate it. Why, America, do you tolerate it? You know, it's also interesting to note how many people, I seen a meme this week, a post, and it said, you know, it's amazing how many people hate this country, but they want to remain free in America. Well, you know what? First of all, keep in mind who raised those kids up to think in such a fashion, but put it in the light of the truth. There's not many that are acting out. And keep in mind, these are political, they are politically paid agitators. I mean, America is a country that is so great, even people who hate it refuse to leave it. Well, don't ask them for permission to violate and show disrespect for our fallen. Kick them out. Bye. Love it or lump it, man. You don't like it, get out of here. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord and split you, and I'll help you out. So let's go over to Colin Kaepernick really quick. Because it shouldn't come as a surprise when I tell you that Colin Kaepernick, the new NFL's useful idiot, who's leading the pack here, by the way, who some claim recently converted to, by the way, Islam, just so you can understand what's behind this, and his anti-American stance in hopes of changing, listen carefully, public opinion. Hey, folks, don't doubt me. What I'm telling you is right on. How do you know? I just know it's the truth. Nothing new under the sun. And we're going to continuously expose what's going on and who's behind it and what's behind it, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and again, we'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5255. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Frenzy. I have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I'm looking at Cornell Law School, legal information. Whosoever knowingly mutilates, defaces, physically defiles, burns, maintains on the floor or ground, or tramples upon any flag of the United States of America shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 1 year or both. Now, first of all, let's go to the word desecration, Webster's 1828. To divert from a sacred purpose, opposed to consecrate, to divest of a sacred character or office. In other words, what they're doing is desecrating the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. And the symbol of that freedom to most Americans is to stand up and show respect by putting your hand over your heart and saying the national anthem, which you're not seeing today. Wait a second. But the conservative of the day, they're out there posting, you know, do you think this is right or do you think this is wrong? No, let me tell you, it's wrong. And not only is it wrong, but it's against the law. Period. That's it. Period. And you're asking, do you want my opinion if I think this is right or wrong? Your opinion doesn't matter. Added, Pub 9381. July 5, 1968, 82 Stat 291, amended publication L101 131. 2-3, October 28, 1989, 103 Stat 777. There's federal code for you, friends. Yeah, it's wrong, and it's illegal to do it. So instead of you being angry about it, you got to ask the question, where's the government to enforce the law against it? Because it's against the law, period. Going back to Mr. Colin Kaepernick, the NFL's new useful idiot, who again claimed that he has now converted to Islam before his anti-American stance in hopes of changing public policy. Keep in mind, it's those that are coming into the United States of America from the Middle East that are the ones that are saying it's time to attack America because their gods are football and sports. And here you have Colin Kaepernick on the field demonstrating exactly what's behind Islam. Now, the controversy, again, going back to what's going on, because this has started a long time ago, when Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving over to the propaganda, refused to stand for the national anthem. Again, this is old news, by the way. You're just seeing a manifestation of how it's spread now, okay, supposedly. But here's Kaepernick giving himself over to the propaganda. He refuses to stand for the national anthem during a preseason game, protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matter at this time. Colin was adopted by white parents, by the way. This kid's just a confused, useful idiot. And telling the NFL.com, he said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppressed black people and people of color. America, he was adopted by white parents. This kid's sick in his mind. Webster's 1828, oppressed, burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened and or depressed. Wow. Opposed, he said. He said he was oppressed. Colin Kaepernick is oppressed, and all these guys that refuse to stand up, they're all oppressed. America, really? Colin's life proves the opposite. Colin signed a $114 million contract with the NFL, and it's interesting. Do you think if the NFL didn't mean to put a stop to this, they would just threaten his contract? Common sense. It can be pulled, no question. But they refuse to do that. Apparently, Colin has failed to remember that those that he is calling the oppressed do live in America where they become what they work to become, right? Just like me, just like you. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, forgive me. Furthermore, he should know that no one gets to the top of the mountain because they were dropped there, right, Colin? I mean, you do speak English, right, dude? It's because they worked hard to get to the top of the mountain. And I know there's a lot of people in this country that believe that you were dropped there. It just doesn't happen that way. As a matter of fact, let's do this. Let's take a quick look at others that are oppressed as Colin, those that refuse to stand up for the national anthem, okay? Because they're with Colin. He's the leader of the pack. And believe it or not, folks, people really follow this stupid garbage. P.S., I wanted to let you know, too, his mother has disowned him. The kid is a full-blown communist. Okay? The National Football League's racial makeup, 68% of those on the NFL are black, 68%. 0.7% are Latinos, 1.1% Asian, and 28% are white. Huh. That's crazy. Wait a second. I thought they were the oppressed people. Okay. The National Basketball Association and the players, 74.4% are black players, 23.3% white, 1.8% Latinos, and 0.2% Asian players. Oppressed? Really? You got, guys, and they want you to drink the Kool-Aid on this, right? Colin went on to say, Mr. Kaepernick, the head of the useful idiots, there are bodies in the street and people, police officers, are getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Now, I'm not going to go there, But nobody likes bad cops, and even other cops don't like bad cops. But he's talking about a very small, small percentage, correct? But he's highlighting that just like the useful idiots that are being controlled by their controllers to do the things that they're doing today. As a matter of fact, according to, just to shoot that lie down, literally, no pun intended, according to the USA Crime Statistics Bureau, San Francisco, the percentage of black homicide victims killed by whites, 2%. It ain't lining up there, brother. It ain't lining up there, Colin, and all you useful idiots. Percentage of black victims killed by police, 1%. It ain't lining up, all of you useful idiots. Percentage of white victims killed by police, 3%. You know, you got to ask the question, too. Let's put this into the conversation. Why would the police shoot anybody in the first place? Well, first of all, they are law enforcement. They are peacekeepers, right? And peacemakers. But the bottom line is, are they being threatened? Because we just seen a kid get shot last week that was wielding a knife walking after police. And after being told to put down the knife over and over and over and over again, he refused to do that and started to walk at an armed police officer who at length shot him, and he died. The media gets involved in it, and they put the spin on, guess who? The cops. Now, we need to keep this in perspective, guys. Because if my daddy was one of those cops, I don't wanted him to defend himself against someone coming after him with a knife as well. Percentage of whites victims killed by blacks, 81%. Oh, now we're starting to see what you're saying is opposite of the truth. Who's doing the oppressing, dog? A percentage of black victims killed by blacks, listen to this, black on black crimes, 97%. Why is this all aimed at white people, friends? I want to tell you why. Because they want to start a race war. Go to Acts 17:26. All nations are one blood. Get away from the color. Hey, kids don't know the difference, and neither should we grown-ups. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not the other way around. Kaepernick's actions didn't sit too well with most Americans and veterans, but we can see people didn't take heed. When I first published this article, by the way, 9-1 of 2016, ahead of the game again by a year. Praise God. Right? Of course, it didn't sit with most Americans and veterans. Dakota Meyer, a Medal of Honor recipient, responded and said, Colin Kaepernick needs to remember that a lot of men and women bled for that flag he refuses to stand for. How does that sit with you, America? How come you're okay with it? Why do you continuously support this? First of all, why is your heart set on the NFL? Or any other sports before a just and a holy God. Shame upon you. But Dakota Meyer again said, Kaepernick needs to remember that a lot of men and women bled for that flag he refuses to stand for. Hey, America, it's time for you to refuse these folks. A lot of those men and women were Americans, black Americans, who fought, bled, and died on behalf of the flag and those freedoms in which you now have. Yet, don't forget World War I, 116,506 dead that he refuses to stand for. World War II, 405,399 that he refuses to stand for. Korea, 38,574 that those in the NFL refuse to show gratitude for. Vietnam, 58,209. Afghanistan and Iraq, 8,000 plus. Now, during a press conference where other useful idiots were, the media were eager to make him a fellow propagandist. Colin added insult to injury by wearing a T-shirt that had photographs of the 1960 meeting of former Cuban dictator, now dead and buried and in hell where he belongs, Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, which read, like minds think alike. What else do you need these people to tell you, America, before you figure out the enemy is on the field? And you better bet your bottom dollar those that are paying these players are enemies watching those on the field. And that just happens to be the American people that are enabling them to do the things that they're doing in disrespect and a lack of gratitude for our fallen. So where does the fault really lie?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So when we look, we've been talking about the enemy on the football field. And boy, I'll tell you what, these NFL players, they're making millions and millions of dollars fighting over a pig ball with tights on. That's a little weird to me. It really is. But I suppose you have to feed that monster, don't you? But we're talking about the enemy on the field. And I'm just thinking about the hypocrisy going on here, and the media is pushing this, folks, as a positive thing. You have noticed that, right? And so have the politicians. But what they're also doing with Donald is they're playing and creating political opposition. The best way to control it is to lead it ourselves. And that's exactly what's happening. I was just sharing with you right before the last break that Colin Kaepernick, in his stupidity, I mean, the guy just has manure all over himself. He stinks to high heaven. He adds insult to injury by wearing a T-shirt that had photographs of the 1960 meeting of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, which reads, "Like minds think alike." Well, and I laid to your candor, America, as to what is it that you need from these people. If they act like a duck, if they quack like a duck, if they walk like a duck, they must be a communist, right? So this is what you're dealing with. And you're seeing other useful communists take a knee with them, spitting on the graves and desecrating the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Both, again, in the natural. Always telling you what's going on in the spiritual, friends. Christ did it first on the cross, first and foremost. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. That's what they have done. And now look what they're doing, friends. Because they don't know the price paid for their freedoms. That, by the way, that is the answer to America's dilemma. Show them the cross. Both in the natural and in the spiritual. First in the spiritual. And what Americans put up with is just second to none. It really is. And when I was highlighting all those wars, you know, interestingly enough, in every one of those wars, my family members were there. Picking up body parts or they were killed. And so that's why I'm adamant about being on the radio and standing against anything that would violate their honor. And it's interesting how this all coincides with the political movement called Islam. I mean, they stand back and allow this man, if you want to call him that, like those of his criminal, surroundings, friends, those that are in cahoots and those that are telling him what he needs to do and how he needs to do it, because you better bet your bottom dollar he's taking orders, friends, to be this blatantly obvious. He's taking orders. And this is a frontal attack on everything that we are. But then again, if you turned the television off and shut down the NFL, there wouldn't be any more problems, would there? No. There surely wouldn't be. I mean, when you look at this again, let's go back to the Muslim organizations in this country and the likes of Colin Kaepernick, who just converted to the Muslim faith. Have Muslims and their organizations exhibited a spirit of cooperation, or have they repeatedly urged Muslims not to cooperate voluntarily, but to carefully go through them? Have they not encouraged the Muslims and a credulous media that has been uncritically Muslim compliant? The idea that Muslims are victimized? Folks, that's what this is all about. This is about changing the way things are in this country. And because the American people are uneducated, for the most part, they think that this is okay and it's freedom of speech. And by the way, just for the record, America, this is not freedom of speech. This is like standing there when the cop tells you to pull over on the side of the road. This is like you giving him the finger and pushing down on the gas pedal all the more and roaring by him in transgression of the law. That's what this is. And again, the media wants you to get caught up in a debate. Oh, this is freedom of speech. He can do whatever he wants to do. They can all just, you know, disrespect the flag. Really, why don't we send them overseas and see how long they're going to disrespect the flag that they now have to fight for? And that's where it really lies, friends. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And you definitely don't know what you got until you actually have to fight for it and suffer for it. And bleed for it. You know, it's been said, those that bring the light must endure the flame. Yep, that's true. But America, why are you even having to make an issue out of what's going on here? Again, as I said, if you would put things into perspective and shut down the NFL and the NBA, and other sports, friends, that where they are making millions of dollars, and keep in mind, them millions of dollars are coming out of your pocket. They're coming out of the pockets of the sponsors to do what they're doing right now. And this, again, just like government, is a perfect reflection of where the American people are at. Well, Bradley, people are mad about it. I don't care that they're mad about it. What I'm looking for right now is, where's the government to enforce the law? That's their purpose, to restrain men from sin. What are they doing? They're giving this as an example to other groups. This is America putting gas on the fire. There's a pro and a con to this. That's the con. Here's the pro. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, America, because they are. Rest assured. Rest assured. And it only proves to you again that he is, because I got to bring this into equation, because if I didn't, I would be missing half of the problem. They're using him as a individual to usher in Muslims. And for you to accept their lawlessness, and to prove my point, is Colin Kaepernick obeying the law? Nope. Are those that are not taking a stand and showing respect, are they violating the law? Absolutely they're violating the law. And they're violating the conscience of every American in this country that it comes from a military family. So they're not being ruled by law. No, they're not. But that should come as no surprise, because when you go back to Mustafa Carroll from CAIR, C-A-I-R, he said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. And this is exactly how he is acting out right now. Exactly. It's exactly how he's acting out. And what's happening is foreign to who we are as a people. And if it's foreign to who we are as a people, then guess what? We better correct something. First ourselves, because again, these guys are sitting down there doing the things that they're doing because they don't have a worry in the world, because you're paying for them to do the things that they're doing. They're laughing at you. And this so coincides with corrupt politicians, it's not even funny. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. I mean, you want to talk about the American people being entertained out of their freedoms? America, you're even paying for it. Because you've taught these useful idiots that they don't, and no rule of law. No rule of law. No right from wrong before heaven in God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, it's right when Abraham Lincoln rightly said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And we are. And why? Because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And he said, you forsake my law, I'll forsake your children. You know, and don't blame God, because his mercy is the fact that he's uncovering crime at every given turn. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. There's not a sparrow that falls to the ground without your Father's notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on top of your head. It's not his fault that you're disobeying his commands. It's yours. So why are we having this discussion? Because America as a whole, Colin Kaepernick represents you. Because that's where your money, your time, and your effort's going to. And boy, oh boy, did someone stir up a hornet's nest when those NFL players didn't do what you want them to do. Now let's take that over to corrupt politicians. And what's sad about it is the American people feel that what they're doing has nothing to do with their well-being. And I want to tell you, that is the furthest thing from the truth. You're in trouble, America, because of where your heart's at. And your heart is on sports. And I want to tell you, it's not just the enemy on the football field that's the problem. It's those that are supporting those on the field that's the problem. Love you by what we do. And by the way, love tells the truth and it changes the devil. And that's exactly what I'm doing on this show today. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.